Saint Ubaldus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast day of a bishop named Saint Ubaldus, and he was a bishop in Italy in the 1100s, and he has a great lesson to teach us about humility and forgiving the offenses. When Saint Ubaldus was young, because he came from noble family, he got many offers to marry, but instead he decided to become a priest instead of serving society as a nobleman and dedicating to serve God and to save souls. And he, as a priest, he did such a good work that the Pope made him the bishop of an Italian town named Gubbio. Gubbio is famous for a few instances. Every year on May the 15th on this town, they have a big race where three teams, each carrying the statues of Saint Ubaldus, Saint George, and Saint Anthony, they try to beat each other by running first to the Basilica of Saint Ubaldus. Gubbio is also the city where Saint Francis of Assisi tamed the ferocious wolf who was terrorizing the neighborhood and whom the people were very much afraid. After the taming, Saint Francis returned with the wolf to Gubbio and preached there a sermon where he said, "If so small an animal as wolf can make a whole city tremble with fear, how much more we should fear the jaws of hell." So Saint Ubaldus was the bishop of this famous city of Gubbio, and he, as a bishop, he was a very holy man and wanted the best for his flock, and he did lots and lots of penance. But most of all, he was known and loved by his people, because they knew how mild he was, how gentle and humble he was, and how great patience he had. It happened once that the wall of the town of Gubbio was being repaired, and the workmen entered into his vineyard, that is the bishop's vineyard, without permission. Saint Ubaldus very mildly pointed out to them that they should not be there and that they should really return to their work. And the superior of the workmen was so furious of this mild correction that he scornfully pushed the bishop to their cement mix, so that the bishop was all over covered with lime and dirt. The good people of Gubbio, who loved their bishop, and they were furious for the offense. They demanded that the superior of the workmen must be banished from the city and all his goods confiscated. The gentle Saint Ubaldus first tried to excuse the man, saying that he probably didn't really mean to do this, and it was really just an accident. But the people knew better, they realized what had happened, so the man was put on a trial. But then Bishop Ubaldus told them that since this offense had happened in his own vineyard, he, that is the bishop, would himself act as the judge in this case. When the trial day came, the superior of the workmen had come to a remorse, realizing what a terrible sin it had been to lay his hands on a bishop. And he proclaimed at the court that he would willingly take any punishment the bishop should choose to inflict, even death. So Saint Ubaldus rose from his chair, went to the man, and told him with a smiling face that there is one thing he could do to satisfy the injury, and that is that he would give the bishop a kiss of peace as a token of perfect reconciliation. The man gave the bishop the kiss, and Saint Ubaldus saluted him as a friend. And because of this mildness and such great forgiveness, everybody in the town and even neighboring area loved this holy bishop. Once the bishop calmed the emperor himself, Frederick Barbarossa, who was about to attack Gubbio and siege it. And after Saint Ubaldus died, the people were so touched by his death that his legacy made the whole cities around them to forget their indifferences and wars, and they committed the whole generation lasting friendships. Dear children, what a great example we have here, how a Christian, that is a follower of Christ, acts and how he forgives the offenses. We pray every single day in Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Children, God has so many times forgiven your sins in the sacrament of penance. Remember that it is your sins which have killed and crucified Jesus. But God, through his priest, has forgiven you this murder of his dear son. So children, have you kept your part of the deal which you receive in praying the Our Father? Have you forgiven the trespasses committed against you? If somebody does or says something which is displeasing to you or hurts your feelings, how do you respond? Do you take revenge or do you hold grudge? Well, if you do, then you have broken the deal which you have received from God, namely that as your sins have been forgiven, you have to forgive others their sins as well, and anything which might displease your will. And remember, children, that we have to do what we ask from God and for him to do us favors. And if we don't, we are the ones who have broken the deal. It is always very hard to do according to God's will and not according to our will. But the example of Saint Ubaldus, who was so kind and clement and mild and forgiving, that example shows us that it can be done. So remember, children, keep your part of the deal, and God will also keep his. Namely, as you forgive the other people's offenses to you, God will also forgive your sins committed against him and makes you as well a true child of his, that is, the inhabitant of heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.